Historic Lake Keith in downtown Cave Springs is getting a major makeover. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the 6-acre reservoir is being emptied to make way for construction of a brand new environmental center planned by the Illinois River Watershed Partnership.
Arkansas Game and Fish Commission construction crew from Calico Rock and diving gear stand 15 feet deep inside an ancient concrete box surrounded by spewing water, working to free a frozen water outlet gate. Don McCollum drills holes into the 4x4 steel plate flowage gate to bolt on a heavy chain, chains attached to a huge track hoe bucket. After several tries over the next hour, the rusted metal finally gives. Muddy water surges through this spillway, draining towards Osage Creek, a tributary to the Illinois River.
It's rip-roaring now.
That's Delia Hawk. She's executive director of the Illinois River Watershed Partnership. Her office is just across the street in a pale green concrete block building. They've been headquartered here for about a year since they purchased the 30-acre park for $880,000 with grants and donations. The place is a brand new name, Watershed Sanctuary at Cave Springs.
So as they drain the lake, they'll be able to not only build some fishing pier and a bridge and a boardwalk and renovate the raceways, but we'll be able to, more importantly, restore the habitat here to the more natural habitat in the lake bed as well as in the natural stream in front of the cave area.
A prolific cold water spring emerging from a deep cave complex in the forest to the east of us produces 6 million gallons of water per day. And once the lake bed is cleaned up and repaired, and after all the construction is finished, the reservoir will refill with that spring water, and a brand new flowage gate mechanism will be placed on it, by the way.
So it will be a reservoir. It will be drained for about a year to 15 months while construction is going on and for the lake bed to heal. But we will be filling it back up again and allowing fishing to go on here. And it will be the front area near the cave will be restored back to a more natural stream.
The Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission purchased the Cave Spring Reservation, as well as the forested bluffs above it, more than a decade ago to protect the endangered Ozark blind cavefish and a large colony of endangered gray bats which live inside the cave year-round from residential development. The cave's been locked and gated for years, and access to the entire park has been barred for some time. But now, the Illinois River Watershed Partnership is drawing up a master plan for a public environmental sanctuary in collaboration with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, who are matching the purchase price, covering facility construction costs.
There'll be two outdoor pavilions that will be able to accommodate 100 kids and adults doing group activities. There will be a fishing pier built and a boardwalk. There will be what we're calling a cavevillion. It's a cave pavilion for kids to climb over and under and through and have a cave-like experience. There'll be a primary paved trail around the lake that will be ADA accessible. And we'll be working on the primitive trails up in the urban forest as well. So a lot of that will be going on as people go by every day and watch construction happen.
Delia Hawk says that AGFC plans to build a facility on the site, which it will share with Illinois River Watershed Partnership staff for watershed and conservation education. Now, the lake was first impounded with an earthen dam in 1852 for a grist mill. In 1947, E.L. Keith purchased the property and built a city park and trout hatchery to supply local restaurants. Most recently, the property was acquired by a developer who sought to sell it for $4 million. The Great Recession led to a default. The bank took possession and held it for several years until it was finally sold as a sanctuary. Standing next to the spillway, native Teresa Marchant Meredith remembers playing in Lake Keith Park as a child, and she's excited about all the changes here.
Love it. Absolutely love it. It's going to bring our town back to life. Back in the 50s, this was the happening place with cabins and hotel and swimming pool and skating rink and nice cafe. So it was a real happening place, and then it just kind of deteriorated.
Now Cave Springs residents anticipate a revival of their beloved city park, and everyone plans to attend the opening dedication of the Environmental Center, Teresa Meredith says. But for now, it will take about 24 hours for the lake to completely draw down, leaving behind the original spring-fed creek. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more, visit irwp.org.